This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Gophers, Sparty. At Huntington Bank Stadium, they're tied in the fourth. We'll get scores. Big Ten, top 25, Missouri Valley. Tommy's roll over Marist today, a 45 rip. That's all coming up with Jonathan. Quick update here. MIUC leader Bethel won at Concordia today at 55-9. We hope the great Jim Sella will be able to call us a little bit later on in the program with the game report there. St. John's beat Gustavus 31-13. Carlton beat Augsburg 48-17. St. Scholastica beat Hamlin. The final there in the MIAC. A big win for the Saints, 49-18 up in Duluth. And there is a game under the lights, St. Olaf at McAllister, 7 o'clock on Snelling Avenue in St. Paul. And we've got another game report out of the Northern Sun coming up. UMD on the road at Jamestown, a new entrant in the Northern Sun. We'll have Jeff Papas coming up in a bit. We'll check the WIAC. Pat Coleman, a huge game. River Falls hosting Whitewater. Big blowout win for River Falls. And Pat from D3Football.com will have that for us coming up later on in the hour. But first, Big Ten, top 25, and more. Here is Jonathan Lowe.
Thank you very much, Steve, and hit it! Yes! All right, we're trying to warm up a little bit. The temperatures have finally caught up to the time of the year it's supposed to be, as we are now in the month of November. By the way, the best month of them all. So let's go ahead and take a second, breathe it in. Breathe in the cool air, the cloud cover, the fallen leaves, the still turning leaves, all of it. Because it's another wonderful, beautiful, glorious Saturday in the fall, y'all. College football here, there, and everywhere, and we get it rolling in the Big Ten. We start this time down the street at Huntington Bank Stadium, where the Gophers are trying to hold. They have just forced a fourth and goal, and Michigan State looking to take the lead with 5:40 left in the game. In the fourth quarter, Michigan State going for the field goal, tied at 10. And we'll get you updated on what's happening in
college. He missed it.
Instant update from Steve Thompson. And it is indeed wide right.
It was a chip shot. It was an extra point.
I hate to bring this up in the area, but can you say reverse Blair Walsh?
Ouch.
Yeah, sorry, folks. Sorry. This time it's for the good. This time it's on your side, not on their side. But it's a missed field goal.
Ouch.
Tied at 10 with 5.5 left over at Huntington Bank Stadium. Gophers get the ball inside their own 10, looking for the winning score. It is at the end of the third quarter in College Park. Number 2, Indiana, has pulled away in the second half from Maryland after that early score by the Terrapins. The Hoosiers have rolled off 21 in a row. It's 41-10. Indiana looking to get to 9-0 on the season. Early today, number 1, Ohio State. They had an easy time in the second half, pulling away from Penn State after it was close at the half. 38-14 the final there. Penn State has lost 5 in a row. Ohio State now 8-0 on the season. Also earlier in Champaign, Illinois gets bowl eligible at 6-3. They beat Rutgers 35-13. Coming up in just under an hour, number 21 Michigan will kick off against Purdue in Ann Arbor. And in Lincoln, it'll be Nebraska taking on number 23 USC. Nebraska looking to get to 7-2. USC looking for their bowl eligible win. They're 5-2. Now to the top 25 scoreboard. We have a pulling away situation in Blacksburg. About 2 minutes to go in the game. Number 16, Louisville. Tech just a little bit. 28-16 the score there. So again, Louisville trying to get to 7-1 on the season. It is in the early portion of the fourth quarter at on Chestnut Hill. Boston College with the ball trying to tie it up against Notre Dame. The 12th-ranked Irish lead 18-10. Again, just now starting the fourth quarter. End of the third, in the Little Apple. Number 13, Texas Tech has pulled away a little bit from Kansas State. 29-14, the Red Raiders are up looking to get to 8-1 on the season. At the world's largest cocktail party in Jacksonville, late third quarter, Georgia with the ball looking to go ahead. It looks like Florida just tied the score and kicked off to Georgia. 17-all between the Gators and the Bulldogs. Bulldogs trying to avoid a humongous upset. Number 15, Virginia, there in Berkeley on the West Coast taking on Cal. It's 17-10. Virginia leading the Golden Bears with about 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Virginia trying to stave off an upset, get to 8-1 on the season. Finals from earlier today. It was number 10 Miami taking on SMU in Dallas, and the Mustangs get the upset 26-20 in overtime. The Hurricanes lose their second game of the season and severely hamper their chances to get to the ACC championship game. Number 20 Texas inviting in number 9 Vanderbilt. That's right, I didn't stutter, folks. It wasn't a figment of my imagination. Vanderbilt was 9th in the country heading into today, and Texas, they had the Commodores at arm's length throughout the game. Vanderbilt scored late, tried to get an onside kick, could not recover, and that meant that the Longhorns get to 7-2, drop the Commodores to 7-2, 34-31 the final there. By the way, that's an update in College Park. Indiana scores again, 48-10 Hoosiers. Now back to the earlier stuff on the day, the earlier scores. Number 22, Houston, got into the top 25 this week. They will fall out of it after losing to 2-6 West Virginia, 45-35 the final there. Houston now 7-2 on the season. Coming up in just a little bit, in just under an hour, it'll be Ole Miss, number 7 in the land. They'll take on South Carolina and Oxford. In a little over an hour, number 8, Georgia Tech goes to Raleigh to take on NC State. Number 18, Oklahoma will travel to number 14, Tennessee. And number 17, Cincinnati, late night, will take on number 24, Utah. Last night, number 25, Memphis, traveled to Houston to take on Rice. And the Tigers get a 38-14 win. They're now 8-1 on the season. Missouri Valley, now to FCS. We got some intrigue at the Fargo Dome. 9 minutes to go. Number 1 FCS team, North Dakota State, leading Youngstown State 35-30. So this is a score we'll watch throughout the hour. Could Youngstown State, after North Dakota State got a convincing win last week over number 2 South Dakota State, could they be on a letdown and let the Penguins in to win in the Fargo Dome? We'll keep an eye on that score. The other games involving area teams are now final. North Dakota loses at South Dakota 26-20 in Vermilion. South Dakota State loses 2 in a row, the upset at home. They lose to Indiana State, another 2-6 team we were talking about in this segment. 24-12, the Sycamores go in and beat the Jackrabbits. A shocker today in Brookings. Over on Crittenden and Summit in St. Paul, the O'Shaughnessy Stadium invitees welcome in Marist today. The Tommies roll all over the Red Foxes, 45-0. They get to 6-3 on the season. And something was nagging me. I forgot something in the last segment. Bill Belichick watch. That's right. Bill Belichick watch. Yes. They played last night, and what do you know? The Tar Heels won a game. They beat Syracuse at the what used to be called the Carrier Dome. Now see JMA Wireless Dome.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But under the dome in Syracuse, 27-10, the Tar Heels now 3-5, and maybe the questions on Bill Belichick's job status, job wanting status subside for a few days.
Yeah, bizarre. I still don't know why he took that job. He shouldn't need the money after an all-time great, even though checkered, NFL career. It is 5:15 here at News Talk 830 WCCO. It is college football final. More game reports coming up, including the UMD Bulldogs get another win, trying to keep their postseason hopes alive. They are ranked very high, and we'll get the latest from Jeff Papas coming up, and hopefully some more out of the MIAC as well here on this Saturday. News Talk 830-WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
College football final here at News Talk 830 WCCO. Michigan State, Minnesota still tied at 10 late in the fourth. And Sparty driving again a first and goal. This would be a tough loss for Minnesota on their home field. All right, let's jump back to the Northern Sun today. And let's give you a rundown. All the games have gone final in the Northern Sun. Augustana remains unbeaten. They beat Northern State 27-14. Wayne State shut out Concordia St. Paul at CU Foam Stadium, 34-0. UMD wins at Jamestown. More on that in a moment, 45-29. Mary beat Minot in Bismarck, 36-21. Minnesota State rolls over Southwest Minnesota State, 48-7. The Mavs have never lost to the Mustangs. MSU Moorhead beat Bemidji State 49-21, and it was Sioux Falls over Winona State 49-24. We'll get a game report on that one as well a little bit later on. Speaking of game reports, he sent it in earlier in the day, and it is the voice of the UMD Bulldogs, Jeff Papas.
Steve, here in Jamestown today at Hanson Stadium, the first ever meeting between 13th-ranked UMD and the Jamestown Jimmies. What a wild game it was. 995 yards of total offense as the Bulldogs win 45-29 to go to 8-1 on the season. Luke Denneke from Andover, on an ordinary day for him, 8 catches, 152 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Of course, he had 230 yards and 4 touchdowns last week against Mary, so one of the hottest things in Division II football is truly on fire for the Bulldogs. Kyle Waljasper, 16 out of 24 for 238 yards and 4 touchdowns. And Zach Welch of Anoka, 11 carries, 141 yards for the Bulldogs, who ran it 42 times for 307 yards, averaging 7.3 yards per carry. For Jamestown, Cole Hinchis, their redshirt sophomore quarterback, 28 out of 41 for 385 yards and 4 touchdowns. So they could throw on the Bulldogs, and they certainly did. Nate Burke, 7 catches for 140 yards for them and 1 touchdown. 545 yards of offense for UMD and a season-high 450 yards for the Jimmies today. All three of those touchdown passes early in the game to Luke Denneke, the first one on the first drive of the game, 12 plays, 56 yards to make it 6-0 UMD. Denneke then ran in a two-point conversion because, of course, he did. And after that, it was a shootout. Cole Hinchis to Hunter Rozichka for 60 yards, and a two-point conversion made it 8-8, but the Bulldogs took the lead right after that and never let it go. Waljasper to Deshaun Ames for a 23-yard touchdown. He hit Denneke for 19 yards still in the first quarter, and then again for 27 yards just before halftime as UMD built a 24-8 lead and then expanded to 31-14. But again, Jamestown wouldn't go away. Hinchis to Nate Burke for a 79-yard touchdown to make it 31-21 before Waljasper scored his 11th rushing touchdown of the season on a 1-yard plunge and then wound up giving the ball to Francis O'Malley for an 11-yard touchdown that closed out the scoring, 45-21. Bulldogs go to 8-1 and host Bemidji State next week. Jeff Papas reporting.
All right, very good, Jeff. Outstanding work. Got to work with Jeff on the 4A baseball championship game this past summer at Target Field, and it was a lot of fun to finally be able to work with Jeff. We were doing that stream of the title game on the high school league website. That was a lot of fun to share some innings with him on NSPN.TV. All right, let's jump over to the WIAC today. Huge showdown in River Falls today. Pat Coleman joins us from D3Football.com, and it is one of those where you have Whitewater at River Falls, and it's like, oh, it's going to be all Whitewater today. Wrong answer. Pat, River Falls wins big today.
Right. You either assume all Whitewater or you assume defensive battle, and we had neither of those today. River Falls came out and just threw the ball and threw the ball and threw the ball at Whitewater, throwing the ball 35 times in the first half and 51 times for the game. Behind Caleb Blaha, you know, from Fridley High School, he went for 492 yards, threw for 5 TDs, ran for 2 more, and River Falls won that game 52-14 this afternoon, Steve.
Yeah, and River Falls, they're the real deal, Pat.
Well, it sure seems like it. You know, Blaha's been really consistent over the course of his career when he's healthy, and it's this year's defense that really struggled early on in the season. They were young. They gave up a bunch of points to Co. They gave up a bunch of points in another early season game, but they've really come into their own, and the secondary especially looked really strong today. And, yeah, actually, frankly, the line got good pressure up front on Whitewater quarterback Justin Klinkner. So just a really good performance all around, both offensively and defensively for the Falcons today.
And once you read on the WIAC at this point, we're getting to the end of the regular season. the look of this league has changed a lot in recent years.
Boy, it sure has, Steve. I think anybody who tells you what they think the WIAC will do is just making it up. The WIAC has had a bunch of really good teams this year. That what really has come through is almost all of the big home games. Home teams have won all the big games. In almost every exception is the one that La Crosse beat Whitewater early in the season. But otherwise, man, the home team in all of these big battles wins out. Today, it was Platteville winning at home. It was La Crosse winning at home. And, of course, River Falls winning at home. That's the one thing that is really in River Falls' favor is they host La Crosse next week. So that helps them. And, you know, River Falls hasn't been to the playoffs in a good hot minute, and they hadn't beaten Whitewater since 2001. So that's kind of I would have to put money if I were doing that, which I don't know that we do in D3. I would probably put it on River Falls, but it's still a big toss-up between those three schools, River Falls, La Crosse, and Platteville.
Are you going to be there next week with this La Crosse-River Falls showdown? Is that where you're going to be again in one week?
Oh, put me on the spot. You guys will be the first to learn that I'm going out east to one of the big East Coast rivalries between Amherst and Williams College, one of the oldest rivalries in Division III out in western Massachusetts. So I'm looking forward to that.
All right, Pat, always good. Quick thought on the MIAC. Bethel, they're on a roll, 2 weeks to go in the regular season. They beat St. John's earlier, certainly with 2 weeks to go in the regular season. Bethel hosts Carlton and the Knights, certainly improved in Arden Hills next week. And then Bethel will finish on the road in Duluth at St. Scholastica. They have the inside track on the crown. St. John's, if they're able to run the table, home to St. Scholastica and then home to St. Olaf, do they get a bid anyway?
Yeah, St. John's definitely gets a bid anyway if they win out. And they probably get a first-round bye and host in Collegeville in the second round. Bethel's playing for a top-8 seed, so they have plenty to play for, too.
All right, Pat, always good to visit with you. Thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
There he is, Pat Coleman and D3Football.com. Quick rundown of the scores today in the MIAC. St. Scholastica wins over Hamlin. The final up there in Duluth, 49-18. Saints get the win. Carlton beat Augsburg, 48-17. Tyler Vandersall, terrific game report earlier. Bethel wins at Concordia, 55-9. We're hoping that Jim Sella can give us a call today. I know he's a busy man. These SIDs have a lot of events. There's volleyball. There's a lot going on up there. St. John's wins at Gustavus today, 31-13. Sneak peek at the box score of that game today. Some of the individual stats for the Johnnies. Is they're still looking at a D3 playoff bid, as Pat said a moment ago. And Trey Feeney, 30 of 43, 291 yards, 3 touchdowns today. And then just 63 yards on the ground. Maverick Harper leading the way there, 14 carries, 41 yards. No touchdowns on the ground today for the Johnnies. How about Dylan Wheeler, another big day, 11 catches, 128 yards and a touchdown. Carson Hegerly, 4 catches, 41 yards, and 2 touchdowns for the Johnnies in that victory today. We still have a game report coming up. Winona State at Sioux Falls today. Tom Frederick filed that. We have another rundown of the Big Ten in the top 25. And the Gophers, they're in a bit of trouble. They're trying to rally now at home. 1 to go in the game. Michigan State leading Minnesota 17-10. But the Gophers driving, but time not on their side. And before we say goodbye, we may be able to give you a look at high school football. Of course, the state tournament, state quarterfinals next week, 5A through 9 player. Of course, 6A, they start their tournament with round 1, round 2, and then they move to the quarterfinals next week. And we'll try and sneak in some of that before we say goodbye here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
It is college football final, a true team effort. Lindsey Brown, our producer, Jonathan Lowe, Big Ten, top 25, Missouri Valley. Check the Pioneer League scoreboard. Tommy's roll today over Marist, 45-0. And we'll have another look at the Big Ten and top 25. High school football at the end of the show. Just want to squeeze in Vikes, Lions tomorrow. J.J. McCarthy scheduled to start. The offensive line still beat up. Lions favored by 8.5. I hope they can keep McCarthy upright tomorrow in that game. That'll be a tall order. 3-4 Vikes, 5-2 Lions at Ford Field. That will be a big challenge for the Purple. All right, let's jump to the Northern Sun. We get another game report. It was filed earlier. Our friend Tom Frederick has called the University of Sioux Falls men's hoops and football for a long, long time. Sioux Falls hosting Winona State. Tom, what do you got?
University of Sioux Falls defeated Winona State 49-24 at Bob Young Field this afternoon, snapping a 3-game losing streak to the Warriors. But it wasn't easy. Winona State jumped out to a 14-0 lead when Warrior quarterback Jackson Flottmeyer threw two first-quarter touchdown passes, one of 2 yards to Isaiah Beal, the other 25 yards to Jim Curtin. Cougars then came back and scored 42 of the next 45 points to win it handily. USF trailed 14-6 at the end of one. They were up 21-17 at halftime, 42-17 at the end of three, and the final again was 49-24. Sioux Falls had 506 yards total offense. Redshirt freshman quarterback Tate Schaefer, who started the year as the third stringer, now forced into duty because of injury, threw for 391 yards today and 3 scores. He also scored once himself. Cougars had 4 rushing touchdowns and the 3 passing touchdowns. They turned Winona State over 3 times, 2 interceptions and a fumble recovery, and sacked Flottmeyer 3 times as well. Sioux Falls earns its 100th NSIC victory, 49-24 over Winona State. Cougars will finish their home portion of the regular season next Saturday, entertaining Wayne State. Winona State now will be at Mary next Saturday. Cougars 6-3 on the year. Winona State 4-5 on the season. Sioux Falls over Winona 49-24. This is Tom Frederick reporting from Sioux Falls.
All right, very good, Tom. Once again, the longtime voice of the Cougars here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Finals out of the Northern Sun. Augustana stays unbeaten. They beat Northern State 27-14. Wayne State wins at Concordia St. Paul 34-rip. It was UMD winning at Jamestown 45-29. Mary beat Minot in Bismarck 36-21. Minnesota State beat Southwest Minnesota State 48-7. MSU Moore had rolled over Bemidji State 49-21 the final. And as you heard a moment ago with Tom, Sioux Falls beating Winona State 49-24. Here is the lay of the land going into next week in the Northern Sun. Huge game setting up. And this is Minnesota State at Augustana at 1 o'clock. Other games, Winona State, the long road trip. Winona up to Bismarck to play Mary. Jamestown will visit MSU Moorhead. That's a reasonable road trip. That's kind of a short one. Bemidji State will be in Duluth to take on UMD, the Beavers, and the Bulldogs. Concordia St. Paul makes a trip out to Marshall to play Southwest Minnesota State. Wayne State will be in Sioux Falls, as Tom mentioned, and Minot will be at Northern. That'll be the latest start at 2 o'clock. And let's get over to the MIC and get to those finals again. Doesn't look like we're going to get a game report from Jim Sella and Concordia today. Bethel beat Concordia 55-9. They have the inside track to the MIAC crown. And let's see if we can get you some game stats out of that one today as the Royals remain unbeaten. St. John's, of course, beat Gustavus 31-13 was the final there today. Carlton beat Augsburg 48-17. St. Scholastica beat Hamlin. The final today in Duluth was 49-18. And, of course, one other game today, or one other game tonight, and that'll be St. Olaf at McAllister tonight. And they'll play that game at that cool stadium at McAllister, right on Snelling Avenue at 7 o'clock. All right, let's jump into the box score real quickly for that Bethel win today up at Concordia over the Cobbers. And Bethel quarterback Cooper Drews, another huge day, 26-34, 250 yards, three touchdowns, and then he spent some time on the bench. David Gibley, the running back, 11 carries, 57 yards. Cooper Drews on the ground, 9 carries, 39 yards, and a touchdown. Ian Berkman, 3 carries, 31 yards, 2 touchdowns in the game. And then Albert Rundle, 11 catches, 121 yards. Tegan Vibrock, 4 catches, 45 yards, and 2 touchdowns for the Royals. And once again, they have that inside track to the MIAC crown. And Pat Coleman from D3 Football reporting, St. John's, they're able to run the table over the final 2 weeks. They'll be in the D3 playoffs as well. Next week, Hamlin at St. Olaf, Concordia visits McAllister, Gustavus travels to Edorn Ellison Field and plays Augsburg, St. Scholastica will be in St. John's, and Carlton will play at Bethel. All the games noon starts next Saturday. Carlton at Bethel is a 1 o'clock start in Arden Hills. The following week, Concordia at Carlton, McAllister at Gustavus, Hamlin visits Augsburg, St. Olaf will travel to St. John's, and Bethel will be in Duluth to end the regular season. So you're up to date on the MIAC scores. Let's go east to the St. Croix today. Huge game. River Falls beat Whitewater 52-14. River Falls hosting La Crosse next week. It was Stevens Point beating Eau Claire 39 36. Plantville down to Oshkosh 21-14. And La Crosse beats Dow 31-14. And once again, that big one, La Crosse at River Falls next week, 1 o'clock. Eau Claire at Whitewater. Stevens Point travels to Oshkosh. Stout will be at Platteville. UMAC today, Westminster won at Greenville 24-7. Northwestern holds off Martin Luther and Roseville today 24-17. And Crown beat Minnesota Morris 34-15. And I think you're up to date on the regional scoreboard. As a matter of fact, I know you're up to date on the regional scoreboard. And let's take a look at the Big Ten top 25. Late in the fourth, Sparty, Goldie, tied at 17. Sparty has the ball deep in their own end. Let's bring in Jonathan Lowe for another rundown. Big Ten, top 25, and Missouri Valley.
Yes, it is tight at Huntington Bank Stadium as the Gophers eek into the end zone. We'll get it going right now as we get to another lovely, beautiful, wonderful, absolutely fantastic Saturday in the fall, y'all. College football here, there, and everywhere. We get it rolling in the Big Ten, and we start at Huntington Bank Stadium. 29 seconds on the clock. Drake Lindsey gets into the end zone by the skin of his teeth on a quarterback sneak from the two. Tied at 17, Minnesota and Michigan State, 17 seconds left, and the Gophers, I think the Spartans just ran out of bounds, so the Gophers don't have to take a timeout. So if they stop them here on 3rd and 6, maybe they get the ball back with a chance for a field goal to win it?
Put the ball in Lindsey's hands. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
That's what you do.
Elite.
Put the ball in Lindsey's hands, and everything will be okay.
Great spelling.
Let's go ahead and get to the other games going on in College Park. It's all over. Two minutes ago, they're at the two-minute timeout. Maryland down big as Indiana, second-ranked in the country, gets to the double nickel, 55-10. The Hoosiers are going to get to 9-0 on the season. And by the way, 4th and 6, incomplete pass, 10 seconds left. Gophers are going to get a punt, maybe a chance at a long field goal. Finals from earlier, number 1 Ohio State, they take down Penn State, and the Buckeyes get to 8-0, 38-14 the final. There, Illinois gets bowl eligible with a 35-13 win over Rutgers. Coming up in about 20 minutes, it'll be number 21 Michigan hosting Purdue. In about 45 minutes, it'll be Nebraska hosting number 23 USC. To the top 25 scoreboard, we have a situation in Jacksonville at the world's largest cocktail party. That is number 5 Georgia trailing Florida. Georgia just got a turnover, just got a fumble on a stretch play by DJ Lagway, the quarterback for Florida. He hit the ground with the ball before his knee or his elbow hit down. So it was a fumble. Georgia recovers in their own territory. 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, 20-17, Florida on top of the Bulldogs. Also, number 12, Notre Dame, they have inched out ahead of Boston College. The Irish lead 25-10 with 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. In Manhattan, Texas Tech, number 13 in the country, they have the ball and a 29-20 lead over Kansas State with about 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Number 15, Virginia, they have the ball. They have a 3-point lead at Cal, 24-21, with about 12 minutes to go to play there. Let's go to finals from earlier today. Number 10, Florida, or Miami. They get shocked in overtime, lose their second game in conference. SMU gets the 26-20 win over the Hurricanes. Number 20, Texas, they survive against number 9, Vanderbilt, 34-31. Number 22, Houston, falls to West Virginia, 45-35. Number 16, Louisville, just finished off Virginia Tech, 28-16. Coming up at the top of the hour, number 7, Ole Miss, will be at home to South Carolina. It'll be number 8, Georgia Tech, in about 45 minutes, taking on NC State. Also in about 45 minutes, number 18, Oklahoma, will be at number 14, Tennessee, late tonight. Number 24, Utah, hosts number 17, Cincinnati. Number 25, Memphis, last night went on the road, won at Rice, 38-14. To the Missouri Valley, and a sigh of relief at the Fargo Dome. North Dakota State holds on to defeat Youngstown State, 38-30, get to 9-0 on the season. Not so lucky for the Jackrabbits today. They lose at home and lose their second straight game overall, losing to Indiana State 24-12. The Jackrabbits now 7-2. Northern Iowa loses at Illinois State 31-16. North Dakota loses at South Dakota. Coyotes win at home in Vermilion, 26-21. St. Thomas gets a 45-0 shutout win over Marist over at O'Shaughnessy Stadium today. Tommies get to 6-3 on the season. But again, the eyes of the Big Ten are on Huntington Bank Stadium. It is regulation is done. It is now overtime over at the bank with Minnesota and Michigan State tied at 17. Woo, Goldie is fighting to get to bowl eligibility. They are scratching and clawing their way to try to get to their sixth win on the season.
Yeah, and they have two tough ones coming up at Oregon and then at Wrigley against Northwestern. Certainly very difficult road games in the Big Ten. And then they get Wisconsin. And I know it's been a miserable year for the Badgers, but the axe is on the line, and you never do know.
Just think about last year with Ohio State and Michigan. Those rivalry games, when you get to Minnesota, Wisconsin, you never know what's going to happen. Minnesota should try to take care of business in the next few minutes here.
All right, nothing to do with college football. Just Game 7 of the World Series tonight at Rogers Center in Toronto. I'm in. I can hardly wait for this. Ohtani on the mound for the Dodgers against Scherzer for the Blue Jays. Winner take all Game 7. How good is that?
I mean, it's all you could ask for. Yeah. To be honest, it's all you could ask for. Scherzer's a certain Hall of Famer. Ohtani is well on his way to the Hall of Fame.
Maybe the greatest ever.
Possibly.
Yeah.
And to have them square off in a Game 7 of the World Series where the Dodgers are trying to become the first back-to-back champion in a quarter century. 2000 was the last time that a team had won the latest of a multiple championship run. That was the Yankees, 98, 99, and 2000.
Yeah.
Ever since, there has not been a repeat winner. Think about that. That's a long time to go without having a repeat champion. That was longer than when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl last year. That was a 20-year stretch. This is 25. That's kind of rare in baseball.
And, Lindsay, are you in on the World Series tonight? I mean, are you locked in?
I'm interested. I've been watching the scores on the apps, and I think I might tune in tonight because it's just those winner-take-all games are just special. And Max Scherzer is the closest thing I've seen to a goalie that doesn't have gear. And so I just want to see how he operates. And more importantly, I want to hear if anybody talks to him. Because I was doing some reading. Once the headphones go on, don't talk to him.
Don't even look at him. Yeah.
Yeah. There's some OCD tendencies there.
And then there's the Ohtani storyline in the show he's put on here in the postseason. So what's he going to do tonight? So he's one of those rare performers in sport where it's kind of like, he's due up. I've actually changed my viewing habits, keeping an eye on the box score, and it's kind of like, oh, Tani's coming up. I better switch over. You know, I haven't been glued to every pitch of every inning of the playoffs or the World Series. But, I mean, he is someone at this point where it's like, wow, he's going to be on the mound tonight. Who knows? He could be the hero at the plate, too. Very unusual. All right, quick break. We're going to come back. High school football, quarterfinals next week. And we'll take a look at some of the brackets. For sure, the big schools, when we come back, some surprises as well in the quarterfinal of the 6A playoffs. We'll do that in a moment here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. We've got one more game report on college football final out of the MIAC today. League leader Bethel, a talented team on the road at Concordia Moorhead. And our friend Jim Sella joins us on the line. Jim, the Royals, they're the real deal.
They're as good as advertised, Steve. Yeah, they rattled off the first 55 points in the game, and they ended up beating Concordia Moorhead 55-9. So it was all blue and gold for today. But sorry I'm late to the show.
I just
got done with soccer, so we had five home events going on at the same time today. So this is a public service kind of announcement for any listeners out there. Just thank the people that work in athletics communications, especially for the smaller schools like the MIAC, the UMAC, the NSIC, those. Just at this time of the year, you got the crossover season going, so you got all the fall sports going, the winter sports are starting. So it's a little bit hectic in the office. So,
Yeah, and I'm glad you took time out today, Jim. Thank you.
You got it. I wouldn't miss you guys. I love what you do, and you guys are awesome. So on to the recap. That's what everybody wanted to hear. So as I said before, Bethel scores the first 55 points in the game. It was two big quarters. They scored 27 points in the second quarter, 21 points in the third quarter to blow it open. It was 7-0 after one, and then it just got spiraled, got out of hand. But with Bethel, I mean, their defense is so good that they had some turnovers, and then they just kept just pounding it. Final total for on offense, Bethel had 455, Concordia had 232, and for rushing, we actually held them to 156. Bethel's the top leading team in rushing in the MIAC, but they came up with 299 yards of passing, which kind of put us on edge. And offensively, we just couldn't do anything. For them, they had Tay Manns, an unbelievable running back, just a great player. He scored three touchdowns. All three came in those second and third quarters. He finished the game with 24 yards of rushing, but then also 17 yards of receiving. But every time he caught the ball or he touched the ball, he turned it into a touchdown, which was impressive for them. Cooper Drews, their quarterback who transferred from St. John's a couple years ago, he was 26 for 34 for 250, three TDs. And that was their main weapons. They also had Tegan Vibrox had a couple of touchdowns for them. For the Cobbers, finally got on the board late in the game with a safety, and then 55-2. I mean, if anyone's ever seen a 55-2 score, let me know, because I'd never seen it. But then we got a touchdown late in the game. Ronnie Gallegos gets a pass from Jersey Selsler for the Cobbers. Basically, offensively, Mason Hughes for Concordia had 65 yards of rushing yards, so he was the leading for Concordia. Defensively, Devin Williams for Bethel had six tackles, and they also had Jackson Brown and Jake Borman have a tackle for a loss, with Borman having a sack. For the Cobbers, we had Jacob Pipo and Mikhail Korf with both with eight tackles. And that pretty much sums it up. Bethel is moving on. It'd be surprising. I would think the MIC will get two teams. They should. Bethel and St. John's will go to the NCAA playoffs. Obviously, Bethel's going to win the MIC championship. But St. John's, they're the same way. They're so good. And MIAC will get two teams in. Cobbers next up. For next week, they'll have two games left. They'll play at McAllister and then at Carleton on the 15th. So, and that'll do it for Concordia.
All right. Always good, Jim. Thanks.
Hey, thanks, Steve. Have another great year. I appreciate what you do.
There he is, Jim Sello. Once again, Concordia. Bethel wins big. They remain unbeaten. A quick update out of the MIAC for the 14th time in program history and the third time in the last 4 years. The Carleton College Knights are women's cross-country champions of the MIAC. Congratulations there. And one other update out of the MIAC today, and that was the men's cross-country championship. And once again, St. Olaf won their fourth consecutive men's cross-country title today. So congrats to the Knights and the Olies for that. All right, let's get over to high school football. We've only got time for the big schools right now, and there were eight second-round games last night. St. Michael Albertville upset number one seed in that section, Rosemount 14-0. They'll advance to play Minnetonka. The Skippers beat Prior Lake, the final 14-7. Their game coming up next Friday night in Farmington, St. Michael Albertville against Minnetonka, 6A quarterfinal. Edina beat number one seed in that section 31-30 in overtime. The Hornets advance to take on Metro West rival Eden Prairie. Eden Prairie won a wild game over Champlain Park 21-16 last night. The Rebels finish the year at 8-2. It'll be Edina against Eden Prairie next Friday night at 6 o'clock. That'll be played at Osseo. Other side of the bracket, it was number one seed Centennial beating Shakopee 28-3. Centennial will play Moorhead next Thursday night at Spring Lake Park at 7 o'clock because Moorhead outscored Woodbury 64-48. And next Friday night, it'll be Maple Grove against Lakeville South, and they'll be at Eastview at 6 o'clock on Friday night. The Crimson beat Eastridge 55-18, while Lakeville South shut out Moundsview. So the bracket is complete in 6A. And quite a rundown of games in 6A football next week. Maple Grove has been number one all year and the odds-on favorite, but there are certainly some challenges. But how about St. Michael Albertville and their win over the Rosemount Irish to advance to the quarterfinals? Certainly a big upset there in 6A football. All right, let's get back to Huntington Bank Stadium. Michigan State leading Minnesota 20-17 in overtime. Gophers have the ball. Touchdown wins it in overtime. And Gophers become bowl eligible if they are indeed able to get it done. And it looks like Drake Lindsey ran it in for the winner. So the Gophers win it in overtime, 23-20.
The Linz! The Linz is loose! Let's go! Tom Petty, let's go!
Lindsay did it again. Lindsay Brown, Jonathan Lowell, Steve Thompson, thanks so much for joining us on College Football Final here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
they
it.
Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.